When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Well, speaking of the man, he is with us now on the Emerald Queen Casino Sportsbook Hotline. Stone Forsythe of your Seattle Seahawks is with us. How are you, man?
I'm doing good. How about you?
We're doing great. We appreciate you taking the time with us. And we were just talking about last week, and, you know, there was some concern going into that game going, oh, man, you're missing your two starting tackles. What's going to happen here? And I thought you guys played extremely well. I was speaking about you and Jake Curran out there. I'm curious how you self-evaluation when you went back and watched the film. How do you feel like you did?
No, it was a good game. It was a solid game for sure. There's little technique things you always got to clean up. That's the goal this week. Just kind of come out here this week and play a little better. But it was a good game.
Yeah, Stone, how'd you feel afterwards? 72 snaps, 100%, little extra soreness?
Yeah, a little more sore than normal. But it's all gone now. Yeah. Again, this helps. Yeah.
Well, we were talking about the fact that you're 6'8", and you do a pretty good job of getting leverage. Is that one of your bigger challenges of just trying to keep your hips low, or what are some of the things that, you know, go along with being 6'8", playing offensive lineman?
Yeah, that's something I got to deal with every day, and it's just something I work with every day, just trying to get my hips underneath me, and then just kind of have that natural hand leverage inside and use it to my advantage.
Hey, obviously it's a huge difference knowing you're going to start, going through the week of practice, getting those reps versus being thrown into the game because of injury against the Rams. What is that like? Is it a panic moment? Like, oh man, okay, you're going through everything in your mind that you've practiced, or what is that moment like when it happens in the middle of a game?
No, it's just kind of just your mindset and kind of how you look at things. This year I've been doing a lot of more mental work and everything like that, so I was just trying to just stay ready even though if that chance doesn't come up, and I guess unfortunately it did come up with Charles going down, but just mentally I was prepared to go in there.
Well, and also Stone, you guys did a really good job handling the noise. I mean, that was a pretty noisy building, and you guys handled it perfectly. You know, wasn't a lot of penalties or anything like that. Was that one of the louder places you played?
Yeah, that's definitely up there with one of the louder games I've played in, either there or LSU night game in college.
Yeah.
But Pete does a good job during the week playing the speakers out there, getting the crowd noise pumped in during practice.
Hey, just as far as the season has gone, I mean, obviously it's just the beginning here, but was there a concerted, I'm curious what the conversations were like after week one, because the home opener obviously didn't go the way anybody wanted. Second half was kind of odd for both sides of the ball. And then you guys come out on the road in a game. A lot of people, I thought, you know, this is going to be a really tough road game here. This is going to be likely a loss. You guys go out there and win, play a completely different game. What were the conversations like during the week?
We just had to forget about that game. We couldn't let the first game of the season and one game define our whole season and just let it drag on throughout the season. So we just had to just scratch it, start over, and then new week.
Hey, Stone, I'm going to ask kind of your opinion here. So I have an ex-teammate who's also in the media, and he said that he used to put tape over his ear holes and that would minimize the crowd noise. And I said, a thin piece of paper that's sticky over your ear hole is going to – what do you think about that?
No, I don't do that. I don't know if that works.
Yeah. It's a fantasy, right?
Yeah. I wouldn't do that. Yeah.
Okay. I just want to make sure.
He's trying to get you to say something specific here, Stone, if you can't tell.
No, I'm not. I'm not throwing you under the bus.
Hey, Stone, just as far as your development in this league, when you look at who you were when you came into this league versus the guy we're talking to now, what's the biggest difference in terms of what you do on the field or maybe your knowledge and things like that?
I'd say just kind of confidence and comfortability. Just don't have to think about the plays now. This is year three in the system, so you just plays call and you just go. You don't have to think about it or anything like that. And then just keep stacking weeks and just getting more comfortable and just throwing my hands out there.
Hey, Stone, tell us about Geno. Now, we know he can be a little bit fiery. The other day we heard the official saying, "I'm talking to America," while Geno was out there arguing. But he seems, I was talking about him right before you came on. He seems like he's so composed. And even when, if there is a little bit of pressure, it doesn't seem to bother him. Just kind of tell us about his leadership and especially on the road.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, he just tries to he knows that he can be a hothead at some time, so that's something he works on, but he's definitely done a good job of keeping his cool and just trying to keep everyone else calm. And just because, I mean, if you see somebody getting uncomfortable and everything like that, losing their head, so he just wants us to be a good example.
Hey, looking at this Carolina Panther team, Stone, what stands out to you? Is there something you guys, Dave always talks about in his day of playing, there would be guys on the other team that they would call extra meeting guys. Like, all right, we need to really focus on not letting this guy do his thing. Is there anybody on the Panthers you guys look at in that way?
I was kind of look at it as a whole. Their front seven, they got a good D-line. Brian Burns out there, Derek Brown, those guys, and then their linebackers on the inside. So we're just kind of paying attention to everybody.
Yeah. The one guy I really like, he's kind of old school, looks like he'll come up and hit you, is Frankie Louvu. He's a Coug, as you probably have heard from Abraham Lucas. Yeah. But does he stand out to you a little bit?
Yeah, he stands out a little bit. I think he had like 3 sacks, like or something like that, against the Saints this past week. So we gotta watch out for him. He's definitely a downhill guy.
Yeah, and then another guy, one more guy, Justin Houston. I didn't realize this. He had 22 sacks in 2014. It was like its second all time in NFL history. So yeah, I mean, it looks like this front seven, that's probably the strength, right, of this team.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I mean, just on the defensive side, that's what we're looking at.
Yeah.
Well, Stone, congrats on last week. Let's hope it continues this week. We wish you nothing but the best, and we really appreciate you taking a few minutes with us. Thanks so much.
All right, thanks for having me.
Thanks, Stone.
Hear Wyman and Bob every afternoon, 2 to 7.